Workbook, page 40, activity 14. Read and complete with the words in the box. Then listen and check. Two trends in medicine.
Futurists, whose job is to study the future and help people to prepare for the future, are talking about two important trends in the future of medicine. A trend is the way something is developing or changing, and these two trends in medicine may revolutionize the way illnesses and diseases are diagnosed and treated by doctors in the future. One important trend in the future of medicine is nanotechnology. The word nano means billionth. That's really tiny. Scientists who are working in nanotechnology are studying particles that are so small that they are invisible to the human eye. In fact, they have to measure these particles with a new unit of measurement called the nanometer. Do you see the word meter in nanometer? You know how long a meter is, don't you? Can you imagine something that is only 1/1 billionth of a baseball bat? One example of this is the nanobot. These microscopic robots are made of the same material that we are made of, DNA. In the future, scientists will be using nanobots to treat diseases and illnesses. For example, when you become ill in the future, doctors will put a nanobot into your body. The robot will find the cause of your illness and give you the correct medicine to help it heal. The second trend in the future is in virtual medicine. 30 years from now, when you have a fever and feel ill, you won't have to leave the house and go to a doctor. You'll be using wireless technology to diagnose and treat your illness in your own home. In this futuristic scenario, you'll take 3D pictures of your body using an object like a TV remote control. You'll upload these images to a website. The doctor will download the images, review them, and upload medicine for you to download. If the doctor wants to talk to you, he or she will talk to you through a video call. Or maybe he or she will visit you using 3D technology. The doctor will look like he or she is in your house, but it will just be a 3D image. Wouldn't that be amazing?